Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have Larry on his mountaintop. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Just staying in, keeping the fireplace going, and trying to keep my feet warm.
Yeah, a little bit on the chilly side, I guess one could say. Before we get rolling here, there's a couple... I want to remind people about the Blood Red Moon that's coming up. As I told you, there were 114 days from this Blood Moon over to the birth of Israel on May 14th. That's 114 days, or a 411. Well, there's another 411 involved in this. And it's very, very fascinating because from Rosh Hashanah last year, to the Blood Red Moon is 4 months and 11 days, another 411. I don't think that's by accident. I'm not exactly sure what the Lord is trying to tell us. It's the new year of trees, by the way, on the Blood Moon, and it's a super moon. And it's the almond tree I've found out through, is the one that I guess they look at as the flowering of the almond tree, and I'm sure probably the leaves of the fig tree are very, very closely associated with all that. But I just found it very, very interesting. Larry sent me a prophecy that he found, and it's called It Now Comes. Alan Carrico, I guess is how you pronounce his last name. I'm going to read the whole thing. I just want to read a couple parts of it. He's talking about judgment coming. Now, with all these prophecies, we have to just kind of take them with a grain of salt. You never know what's real and what isn't, what's true and really what isn't, what's of the Lord and what's of the imagination. Anyway, talks about an attack, he says, well, the Lord says, will come in two waves. One will be out of nowhere in the coming days. America will be totally unprepared for what unfolds now. The first wave will entail population centers, a few large cities flattened in this attack. There will be, then right after this, there will be chaos in many places for a time. But this will begin a series of events that will not be stopped now. The end of things is at hand. The end of the era of grace is now over. But this does not mean that my grace is over. In other words, God's grace will be still around, but it takes on a different form once the church age is closed. I really don't have time to get into that. We only did this for half an hour, and I want to make sure we get the real news that you folks are really looking for. He says, there will be disruptions in the supply chains. Many will become destitute as they cannot find food on the shelves of your stores. Some places will be less affected, but others will be devastated. After some time, there will be another wave of attacks. This one happens a moment after I call my bride home to be with me. This attack is the final blow to America as I judge her for her apostasy. When this happens, Antichrist will come to power and rule the nations for a time, times, and a half a time. This is very, very interesting that he says that it comes in two waves. The first one, it appears like totally unexpected. And I'm wondering, Larry, do you think that could be the North Korean missile attack that the rabbis saw And it came out of nowhere, and nobody even knew who did it for a while, a couple days.
Yeah, Bobby Ackert actually wrote a book series, the Lone Star series, that begins with that sudden, you know, they use the two satellites, and they also fire missiles and black out America. And, you know, it's very interesting. But, you know, this word that you just gave, it just brought back to my memory a few days ago, January the 14th, you know, I was walking and had this word dropped into my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, I'd like your opinion on it. This was a day that massive attacks were coming at Trump from every side, which is almost every day now. And I was walking and praying, and anyway, you know, I can't tell anybody to believe it or it was even from the Lord, but I think it was, but that's just my personal opinion. Let me read this word real quick. It's short. It says, O great and foolish nation, you avoid my directions of righteousness as your people rage against me and my law at your very peril. Watch and see.
Wow. That's pretty direct. But then a lot of the people now are getting very, very direct prophecies of I guess one could call annihilation, destruction. And it's interesting that, you know, the word apostasy is in this one I just read, and O foolish nation, that sounds like O foolish Galatians, you know? O foolish nation. America is a very, very foolish nation. It has forgotten God. It will not turn back to God. I believe they actually hate God. Even the Christians claim they love God. Well, if they really love God, they do what the Lord told them to do, and they won't do it. And apostasy really does abound. You and I have talked about repentance. They don't even know what the word means. It's not taught anymore. In fact, basically, in today's modern theology, repentance is called a work, and therefore it's an anathema to grace, and therefore repentance can't be part of the solution. And, you know, more and more of these prophecies are where the Lord is coming out and saying, you know, it'd be a good idea if you repented, but that's a dirty word in modern Christianity, and so I don't, you know, it goes along with the healing of the nation. This nation cannot be healed because there is no repentance. And there's not going to be any repentance. They don't want to be involved in that sort of thing. It's an anathema to them. So, you know, I think they frustrate grace. They frustrate the Lord, and he gets tired of it. And as you and I would have said, we'd hit the delete button some time ago.
Uh-huh.
But he is merciful and doesn't want to hit the button. But he is going to, and it's going to be very, very unpleasant when he does. I was looking through your blog, and this five U.S. I've heard it. Four U.S. soldiers were killed in Manjib, or however they pronounce it, Syria, bombing attack. Possibly by Turkish-backed rebels. What's the latest?
Well, the latest on that appears to be it was two U.S. troops meeting with a contractor, a military contractor, and possibly a foreigner at a restaurant, and they exploded a bomb inside the restaurant and killed them. But ISIS is claiming they did it. But, you know, over there in Syria, you don't know who you're talking to, hardly. And it's very interesting. Trump keeps trying to extricate us from that quagmire, but deep state just won't have it. They just won't have it, you know.
Well, this is what I was wondering. It's very, very odd to me because I have a tinfoil hat mind conspiracy. That the ones that were bombed, they had to know they were meeting in that particular restaurant. So somebody on the inside knew there was a meeting taking place, number one. And number two, who benefits? Always ask the question, folks, who benefits? Deep state benefits. That's the only ones who benefit is deep state, to continue the troops in Syria, the troops in Afghanistan, so they can, you know, keep milking the poppy fields for their drugs and opium, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so that would be my take. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? I'm very suspicious about that because of the attitude of deep state. They're the only ones that really benefit by keeping, you know, now the hue and cry is, see, Trump just said we had defeated ISIS. What a lie that was. Look at what they just did.
That's exactly what they're screaming this evening. They're screaming headlines everywhere, that very word that you just gave. And I don't know if you watched the video included in all that information, but the helicopter that arrived shortly at about the time of the blast, if you look at it closely, and it was identified as a mysterious helicopter. It was a large Sikorsky. And, of course, we know that's a Russian-made helicopter. It was painted gray, and some people say it suddenly came in and is from some type of military contractor. So what are we dealing? What are we dealing with? What are we doing there? You know, it's pretty crazy.
Well, it's kind of like Psalm 2. The kings of the earth and the rulers gather themselves together against the Lord and against his anointed. And this is what this is all about, folks. Don't ever forget Psalm 2, because this is really what it is. It's a global conspiracy, and it's been revealed. There's no point in going over all of that, how Illuminati does this, does that, and everything else. They are successful in what they're doing. They're very intelligent in what they're doing. They're going to accomplish it, but they're going to wish I can't imagine how much they're going to wish they had never been born and never have gotten wealthy and never have tried this conspiracy of a worldwide putting this guy on the throne that we call Antichrist. This is going to end in a total disaster for these people. The Lord loves humanity, but he's not going to put up with this much longer. And the rich people, the military people, the governmental people that are all involved in this are going to wish they'd never been born. I don't know how else to word it. They have forgotten all about the God factor. They think it's a big joke. Like Isaiah says, well, nobody sees us. Nobody sees what we're doing. Nobody sees what our plotting is. Actually, there is somebody who sees it, called the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and that's why he put it in the book of Isaiah, so that the people and the military and the kings of the earth and the rulers had advanced warning, and they ignored the warning. Well, the Lord has been giving the warning to the American people for I don't know how many years, and they have ignored the warning. So now they have to pay the price. America is not going to be healed. So the only hope you have is under the wings of the Lord. Here's another headline, getting away from that one. Larry, what do you think of this one? And this is from your update. Headline, collision in the asteroid belt. Asteroid GOT develops, or GALT, I guess, develops a tail 400,000 kilometers long suddenly, debris from a space crash. This could get real serious. What is going on there?
Well, I was Hal Turner posted that, plus Space Weather and NOAA posted it too. And as they were watching this region, which is the other side of Mars, where these asteroids are, something happened that one of the asteroids developed a 400,000-kilometer tail. And they said that only could have happened because of collision. So now they're very concerned. Apparently, from what I'm hearing, up front they're just making an article out of it. But behind the scenes, they have astronomers worldwide watching this thing with the tail, because they're worried about where is it going and where is what going that collided with it, and also with the debris field. And so they're very concerned where this is going. They're not telling much about it, but that's what's happened.
Well, it's kind of interesting, because the Lord does use, like, the destroyer to cause probably the pole shift that we're going to witness, the anomalies in the sun, the earthquakes, the volcanoes starting to go off now all over the place. He uses nature, basically, to destroy whatever civilization is being targeted. And I'm wondering if this is a forewarning, kind of like the comet, the 21 comet pieces that struck Jupiter years ago, kind of as a warning to the human race. These collisions do occur, and it was very, very interesting with 21 impacts on Jupiter, considering that there are 21 judgments in the book of Revelation. Those kind of things are not by accident. The Lord is warning people. So is it possible that this could be headed in our direction? And would they tell us if it was, or if the debris tail was headed our way?
No, I doubt if they'd tell you if it's headed our way. I guarantee you. You know the policies now, the government that we have, and they won't even tell you if Russia or China's fired nuclear weapons or even North Korea at the U.S. You won't be told.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they figure it's safer if you are, you know, cooked in place rather than in your automobile trying to escape. It was kind of interesting, I thought, in that prophecy that that only a few cities were hit, but the ones that were hit were devastated, flattened, he says. So that basically means totally destroyed. Would you not think that that's what he meant by that?
Well, it's kind of odd that Bobby Akert wrote a series about that, and in that series, that's exactly what happened. Of course, he identified North Korea as suddenly, without warning, setting off their two satellites that go across us every day, and that caused a blackout everywhere but Texas, because Texas has its own power grid. It didn't knock it out. But then North Korea fired missiles, nuclear missiles, that did take out a few cities. It's odd that he had write that book a year or so ago, and now we're hearing stuff like this.
Yeah, almost like forewarning. Here's another headline. This is you picked out from Hal Turner. Massive Turkish invasion of Syria now imminent. 80,000 Turkish troops massed at the Syrian border. I had heard that the Turkish Army 2nd Division or whatever with 100,000 people was also ready to invade. Have you heard any more about whether that's actually going on, or is that just on hold?
Well, it looks like he's been discussing things with Trump on the phone, whatever that means, but the Kurds have rejected the safe area that Turkey wanted to implement. So what there seems to be going on in the background is that as soon as Erdogan's able, he'll invade, attack the Kurds, and there'll be a new war in Syria start.
Yeah, and then we got this one. U.S. report says rapidly modernization of the Chinese military, and it has set its sights on Taiwan. This is war rhetoric that we're listening to all the time, isn't it?
Well, that's where we are. Just because you don't hear it on mainstream media, all you hear is how bad Trump is. I mean, you can't get much more ignorant than that in America, can you?
I guess not. Here's another one. It's not about war. In just 5 more days, 800,000 non-essential government workers can then be legally furloughed or let go forever. It's technically called the RIF, or Reduction in Force. Is that what we're waiting for? A reduction so that these people can be actually terminated, or a lot of them?
Well, Stuart,
it would get rid of a lot of these people who are anti-Trump and just stalling everything he does.
Well, Stuart, he can't fire anybody hardly, because they've got it set up. The deep state has it set up where you can't fire them, and so this may be the only option he has to drain a little bit of the swamp water.
Yeah, this is going to get interesting because it doesn't appear to be that there's any end in sight to any of this. Here's another one. Zimbabwe in chaos, army rounding up people door to door and shooting them. Internet cut off. The government has also cut off the internet and all social media to prevent the outside world from finding out. Have you heard any more about that one? The reason I bring it up is if our communications goes down and we have all those, I don't know, what is it, 650,000 arrest warrants now? If your communications goes off, that's very convenient for those being rounded up. Nobody knows about it. So what are we watching over there, do you think? Is this a downfall of Zimbabwe? Like,
well,
England?
Well, it's going on all over the world. Stuart, this is nothing new. This is going on all over the world as we speak. Almost in South America, all countries right now are in total turmoil. Their governments are in turmoil. Terrorists in the streets. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. It's really that bad all across the world. And us living in our little American bubble, we're unaware.
Yeah, I think we're soon going to be aware because this is probably the global chaos to bring in the new world order. It just seems so odd. It's all of a sudden everywhere. France, England, you had, you know, the trouble over there in Ukraine. You got trouble in South America, like you said. There's trouble in the Congo. There's trouble everywhere. And this usually leads to war. Then we have, of course, a financial collapse coming. Here's something else that may be very, very important. If the government, this thing continues beyond and above the 800,000 people. And this comes from Hal Turner, but he's got a picture of it. Due to partial U.S. government shutdown, your February SNAP, this is your food stamps, benefits will be available on your EBT card on January 19th, but nothing in February because you're out of money. So they had a deal with that. It went down somewhere. I can't remember. I'm sure maybe you remember, Larry, when they couldn't get their food and the riot started almost within hours.
Yeah.
Do you remember when that was? That was a couple, 3 years ago, I think. They had a snag in their thing, so maybe this is what the plan is. Shut everything down. The poor people that don't have food will riot. Hopefully that's not what the plan is, and hopefully this is all just part of something coming together here, and we're going to work our way through it, but I'm questioning it. What else have you got before we got about 6 minutes left.
Well, as you were talking, I was thinking about in Proverbs, I believe it talks about the ant. And, you know, the Creator tries to give you a little bit of wisdom, but I don't think you could beat it into Americans. And so a lot of Americans that are just used to being fed 24/7 and either that or living out of restaurants, they may be shocked very soon in this country. One other thing I wanted to bring up, I saw just a while ago on Lou Dobbs, there was an insider talking, and he said that that pretty much all of the people that should be prosecuted is not even going to be prosecuted at all. That's a dream. You know, the deep state is not going to prosecute the deep state. And so, anyway, that's one thing. But then I had Jack Keane on, who's a retired general. You're familiar
mm-hmm.
with him.
Oh,
and
yes.
He was talking about this huge caravan that's growing by the day coming up that's already in Guatemala that came out of Honduras. And they also said what they're not telling people is they're forming up two more caravans behind that one even. This is an unstoppable force before it's over, Stuart.
Yep.
And, you know, everybody, you know, it's the Democrats and Republicans that don't want the wall. Trump says he wants the wall, but the Democrats and Republicans, by what they do, their deeds, do not want a wall.
Yep.
They do not want a border.
Yep, That's true. They want, this is all part of the plan to invade and take over the United States. These people that are coming in, if they're not stopped, will simply team up with the ones that are already in here, according to Jeremiah and Isaiah. Israel may need to invade Iran to stop its entrenchment in Syria. Netanyahu said, you get out, but Iran says, why should we? We've been invited in, and we're going to stay there. It's war, folks. We are getting into the middle of a huge war. Let me find something else here about China. Another threat, a big one, came out of China. I think it was a Chinese general or whoever. And I'm not talking about the sinking of our carriers. This was even worse. At any cost, China warns U.S. Navy over Taiwan. Now, that is a very serious threat and development in the Cold War that's now developing between the United States and China. Because China has its eyes on Taiwan and will, I think, take it. It's part of that Armageddon script scenario we've talked about from time to time. And what do you think, Larry? When you hear in rhetoric like that, I'll sink your carriers, now I'm going to take Taiwan, and what are you going to do about it, kind of routine, what do you think?
Well, I think that as soon as this breaks loose, either in Ukraine or the Middle East, that China's going to take Taiwan. I don't think it's even if, it's when. And what's interesting, too, is the fact that there's a new report just came out. You remember Pompeo was overseas and trying to set up a talk between Saudi Arabia and the Arab nations and
yes.
And Trump. And they literally told Pompeo they didn't need any more meetings with Trump. This is a time for action, not talk. They're through talking. And their reports, it's restricted. But there are reports from Hal Turner that intel coming out of the Middle East says a number of Arab countries are mobilizing armies. So something's going to go down. I don't care what they say. Something's going to go down.
Yeah, I think so, too. The timing is, remember the blood red moon, folks. The numbers are there. I have to admit, we've had all that before. But this is uncanny. And as to what it signifies for the United States, having a blood-red supermoon, wolf moon, over Washington is indeed very uncanny, considering that Trump was born under a full moon and a blood moon. And this is going to get very, very interesting as we journey into this thing. But beware of China. And that may be a diversionary tactic to keep us off from the Middle East situation, Syria, Iran, et cetera, Ukraine. It's all going to get hot. Friday night we'll do a longer show and try to get this all put together for you. It's been kind of quiet, actually. These little things that we're bringing up are behind the scenes, basically. Little rhetoric, threats, warnings. But that usually turns into hot war. Any last word, Larry, before we close out?
Yeah, I was just going to mention, this is intelligence. This is not a firm thing, but there are reports that in early February, when some of this stuff starts kicking off, that Iran is going to shut down the Strait of Hormuz.
Ooh, well, that is war then. And our military is decimated. I don't care what everybody's telling you about it. We are in a very weak position. And the only reason we wouldn't be is if they introduced a lot of this secret weapons they've got, like the TR-3Bs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They may bring all that stuff out. We don't know exactly how that's going to work. But wanted to keep you up to date and alert, because things in China and Taiwan, everywhere, chaos is just beginning to unfold everywhere. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Appreciate it. And we'll set something up for Friday night, and hopefully we'll have a lot more news to bring as well. Anyway, good night, folks. Take it easy. Prepare if you haven't. Night, everyone.